they had an axe to grind, the daffodil didn't want.
Kof Alef Kislev, Thursday the 29th of November, Rabbi Eli Brunner. Is one allowed to change one's nusach?
He was a Talmud of the Maral.
Okay. So we're going back, what? Over 400 years.
Okay. Good 400 years.
Get mentioned tomorrow, please.
Beshus Meir Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to discuss with you this morning, Be'ezus Hashem, a very important subject, but I'm not a poisik. So the last ruling has to be asked by a competent Rov.
You're the next best thing.
But you'll certainly get a lot of yediyas on this inyan. And the Shaila is, as Yanki already was makdim, is one allowed to change one's nusach from nusach Ashkenaz to Sfarad, and vice versa, and how does the nusach Ari come into it? The Arizal. So we'll start off with the Chidor. The Chidor, Rav Chaim Yosef Dovid of Zeloy, Zecha Tzadik Yivroch, was a Gon, or Yolam Asfadi Gon. He was a prolific writer. He wrote over 40 Sforim. In those days, it was a prolific writer. Agam De'ah, the Lubavitch Rebbe Zecha Yivroch, certainly wrote more than 40 Sforim. But in his days, he was known as a prolific writer, and a wonderful writer, very tremendous clarity. He writes in one of his Sforim, the sefer is called Chaim Shol. In Chaim Shol, in Chelek Bei Simen Yod Aleph, he brings a raya from a Gemara in Brochus Kavches. The Gemara is not in Brochus Kavches. The Gemara wants to bring out the chashivas of Brochus, to say Brochus every day. As we know, David HaMelech, in his time, there was a neg, there was a megefo, and he was a mesakin in 100 Brochus to say every day, and that was mevatel the Mises. They stopped dying in the schus of the Brochus. And the Gemara says there, famous Gemara in Brochas Dav Kof Ches, that to daven properly, there's a special code to take the tefillahs up into heaven, in order that they should be miskabel b'shemayim. Zok to Gemara, Omalem Rebbe Gamliel l'chachomim. Rebbe Gamliel said to the chachomim, Klum yesh b'chem odom, sh'yodeya l'sakin b'rchas haminim, Betfilas Shmoneser. Is there anybody amongst you who knows how to be mesaken the Tfilas Malts in what we call today the Lamarshinim, Lamarshinim Al Tisikva, which you just mentioned? Is there anybody who knows how to be mesaken that Brocha? Omar Shmuel Akotten, is Shmuel Akotten aufgestanden? And he said, yes, I know how to be mesaken it. And he was mesaken our Brocha that we have today, the Lamarshinim Al Tisikva, which we say three times a day. Is there anybody who's boki in brochas and tefillas and knows a little bit of diktuk could also have been masak in this brocha? Was it the godless? Was it the yichus from the Vela Marshinim? Nevertheless, the Gemara says it was a gewaltiger chokhmah, because in those days the maskinim were at large and they had tremendous power. Yodom tekufa al klal Yisrael, and mimele it was a chokhmah to come out, to have the guts. Besides the chokhmah how to be met in menasach the tefillin, it was a chokhmah to be miyaset such a tefillin that we should say ad hayoyim hazeh. The emes is, of course, there is no makor in shas what nusach we should daven. For the simple reason, because the Nuschois, Ashkenaz and Sfarad and Ari, came years later after the Gemara. There's no shaila about it. Nevertheless, there's a famous Mogen Avrom. The Mogen Avrom, in Simon Samaches, brings B'Shem de Arizal, and he writes B'Zeh Aloshen. I'm going to quote from most of the poskim we're going to bring, in order there shouldn't be any shailas at all. I'm going to bring Kimat. Very often I'm quoting their Loshem. And I'm quoting now. Zok de Mogen Avraham B'Shem D'Arizal. Ein L'Shanas HaNusach Shaloi. One's not allowed to change one's own Nusach. Why? Zok de Mogen Avraham B'Shem D'Arizal. Sheyesh Yud Beis She'orem Bashamayim. There are 12 gates in heaven. Keneged HaYud Beis Shvotim, corresponding to the 12 Shvotim, the Shiftei Koh. V'chol shevet yesh loy min hoge hatfilah shaloy. Each shevet has its own minhogim atfila. And he brings a raya from a Yerushalmi Sof Perek Erevin, which I couldn't find. And there it's supposed to say, unless there's another girsa, another nusach, the Loshon Yerushalmi is, as he quotes, Alfal Pisha Shalachnu, even though we've sent you, say the Hatfila, the Hainu, Brochas, the way we start Davin, and that is our say the Hatfila. Brochas, Psukha de Zimmer, Kriyashma, Shmoina Esser, Ein Onu Meshana Haminik Shalatfila. We're not allowed to be Meshana, the Minik Hatfila, that is the Seder. That is the Seder. In fact, if you leave out Boch Shomar, you can't go back, you've missed it. So if you come late to davening, which should never happen, we'll talk about that a little bit later, Mirtz Hashem, and only you've got very little time, then you need to say b'di'evah, that is, Baruch Sha'oma, and then you have to skip on to Yishtabach. If you have a little bit more time, you say, Ashe, they're dinim about that. But I'll call upon him, according to the Yerushalmi, will state, there is a Seder Hatfilah, and Ad HaYom Hazeh, we keep to that Seder. Now, based on this Yerushalmi, Meyusud on this Yerushalmi, comes along the Chassam Sofer in Tshuvas, in Chelek or Yechayim, there are two Tshuvas, there's Siman Tes Vov and Siman Tes Zayin, and he brings there an interesting case, not a Shaila, a case, a Maise Shehoyo Kachoyo. There was this Yid, it doesn't say whether he was a Chir, whether he was a Yotzad or whatever, this Yid goes to the Omad and starts davening as a Shliach Tzibah. Comes along a few people from the Hamoyin Am, from the Tzibah, and starts shouting at him, you can't daven in woolen begodim, and here our mindik amokim here is we daven nusach svad, you're an Ashkenazi yid, get away, and he pushed him away, mamish physically pushed him away from the omad, which was a big bizarre. Hold on, wait a second, hold on. So, and the Chassam Sofer was present at the end, of course he was upset about it, he was very shocked. And he went over to the yid and says, where do you get this from, that a man with woolen begodim can't daven? Because he was choyshed that there could be a chut shell from pishtam, from linen. It could be a shayla of shatnas. Stam choyshed zayin, he was a shoyim Shabbos. Stam choyshed zayin in the world that maybe he might be wearing shatnas. Enough to go and say that here we daven nusach svad, you're an Ashkenaz, who said he couldn't daven svad? So he went over to this man and he really, at the man goes, I'm a shebeach. What right have you got to do to go up to him and be mavasa him and throw him away from the omut? It's unheard of. Azoid given the meise kachoyo. And noch to su, he says, our nusach svav is le'ele le'ele mikol v'choso, that's the best, that's the nusach, and therefore you can't daven here by us.
Sorry, you're talking about
svarad
or svarad?
Yeah, nusach svav. But we're going to clear this. Oh, we'll soon see about that. Hold on. Yeah. Says the Chassam Sofer to the Shliach Tzibba, I'm sorry to say that Bimchinas Kavoitcha, you're completely wrong, and he got back, he was the Rova, of course, of the Chassam Sofer, the Morda Asa, and he got back that Yid back to Davin, and he Davin the full Shachis before the Omad as a Shliach Tzibba. And he says, as for that man who came along and who made a noise, Hevel Yiftzepiu, he says, he's talking a load of rubbish. Wicked. Zog der Chassam Sofer, he writes this in Tshuva, and I'm quoting, Ani kibalti meraboisan, I be mekabel for my rebbes, Reb Nosson Adler, umin haflor, kol hanuschois shovei zu kezu, all nuschois, whatever it is, nusach Ashkenaz, Sfarad, Arizal, are all equal zu kezu. V'chol sheyesh bezu, yesh bezu. V'ma sheyesh bezu, yesh bezu. Whatever is in one nusach is in the other nusach. She'ein itonu yoidea ad mo ha-kavonos. We don't know how far these kavonos reach up to she'nosnu anshe kineses agdoila, which the kineses agdoila placed besoich ha-tfila in our tfilas. And kol ha-tfilas oilim lemokem echot. All our tfilas, whatever nusach we daven, goes up to the same place in heaven. Elamah korofet, for what happened with the Nusach after all? Bo Arizal, the Arizal came along, the Lokach Nusach Sfardi, took the Nusach Sfardi, that's not what the Chassidim daven. Nusach Sfardi, what the Sfardim daven, the Spanish and Portuguese Jews and the likes, came along, the Arizal, the Lokach Nusach Sfardi, the Chiker, the Tikain, Begoa Tevis Mehasida. He came along, Umoisa Vegoa Tevis Mehasida. Took off a few words here, added on a few words here into the Siddur. Vezeu Nusach HaRizal. This is the Nusach HaRizal. Zogtech Sam Soifer. Veloisha Nusach Sfaldi. That's the Svadi from HaRizal. Loisha Nusach HaSfaldi Choshub Yoise Menusach Ashkenaz. Not that Yena Nusach Sfaldi is more Choshub than Nusach Ashkenaz. Elo. She HaRizal Noilet Bi Yerushalayim. The Rizal was born in Yerushalayim. He was a half-caste. He came from Ashkenaz's father, and the mother was a Sfardi. And he went over and lived some time in Mitzrayim. He doesn't bring this to some sofer. I checked on his history. Noilet b'Yerushalayim, v'holach achakach ad sof yomov lelogu b'tzfas.
That's 2 years.
And however long. So who said what? 2 years?
2 years.
Yes? I don't know. V'holach mishom v'logo l'tzfas. There he lived in Tzfas, Ad Sof Yomov, and he's buried in Tzfas, as we know. V'tiken Nusach Sfardi, and he was Masakin Nusach Sfardi. V'zeh Doima, says the Chassam Sofer, this is similar to Nusach Sfardi, she'hachsidim mispalalim. Now he adds something remarkable, the Chassam Sofer. V'ilo hoya Ashkenazi, if he would have been an Ashkenazi Shehid, or there would have been somewhere in Ashkenaz, Frankfurt, or somewhere in Hungary, and somewhere in Wien, somewhere in Oberland, an Ashkenazi man, komoihu, like the Arizal, he would have made a Siddur Ashkenazi, like the Arizal made his Siddur HaSfardi. Uboi, the Rebbe says, the Chassam Sofer of Nosen Adler, kishahoya be Frankfurt, because he came from Frankfurt, when he was living in Frankfurt, umispalal kishliach tzibber, and he would daven before the Omad as acting as a shliach tzibber, ho yismispalal sfardi besidr arizal. He would daven as from the sidr arizal.
Who?
Not another. In Frankfurt.
As a
shliach tzibber. Begama haflo. Pinchas Alei Horowitz, also top class Yekes, Haflo, Davon Nusach Sfardi Nusach Arizal, Omnom Hatzibber, his Polen Nusach Ashkenaz, like a real mishmash. Vegam Ben Haflo, the son of the Haflo, Hagon Balmachane Levi Zecher Tzadik Yivrocho, Loi Shunam Nusach Ashkenaz. He continued and he Davon Nusach Ashkenaz. Zokhtech Samsoife, ki mi she'enu yudea admor. Since no one knows how far reaching these kavonas go, ein loy leshanes nuschosach, he shouldn't be mentioned his nusach, ki metzuva b'morgan avom, which we mentioned before, in Simen Samaches, b'shem de'arisa. And now in the next Simen that Samsoife writes, this is Simen Tes Zion. There is a shtikl shayla there. The shoyel comes along, and he asks the Chassam Sofer that he's seen in the Sefer Likutei Amorim. The Likutei Amorim writes that the Shenus, this is his Loshon again, I'm quoting, Shenusach HaRizal Hoye Nusach Libnei HaTaruvois. He puts in inverted commas. The Nusach HaRizal was made for Bnei HaTaruvois. What says Bnei HaTaruvois? We would call them mixed up people. A mishmash. People who don't know exactly where they come from. Lemi she'enu yudea hanusach shaloi. Someone who doesn't know where he comes from, what his nusach, what his father was, the tata was, the zeidot gedaven, he would daven nusach harizal. Amen. Zogtek sam soifer to this gentleman, he doesn't say his name, that what you're quoting from the Likutei Amorim, Zogtech Sam Sofer, who was a big yadan in Sforim, he had a tremendous library himself, he said, Lo shumati mi sefer zu, I've never in my life heard of such a sefer, Likutei Amorim. We are familiar in Likutei Amorim with the Balatanya. We take on that's the Balatanya. But Sam Sofer said, I've never heard of this sefer Likutei Amorim. And also he says, and furthermore, that we know the Gemara, who all our lochas are based on Yusuf, as the Ochas Chaim L'Rosh says there, Yusuf called Shalkola Torah Kula. Our whole Torah, our lochas, is based on the Gemara. The Gemara, of course, also doesn't bring any Nischoras. Very simply, as we said before, because the Nusach came, Nusach Ashkenaz Sfardi, and Arizal came long after the Gemara. So he said to this Yid, I don't know what you want. It's Heibzich Nishton, I just don't know what you're saying here. And furthermore, he brings, the Gemara says in Tanis, there was a time when there was no rain, and Chazal, the Anshei Knesset Gedolei, instituted Tanesim, and the Tfilis, certain Tfilis that they added into Shmoneh Esrei, seven extra Tfilis, and there a total of 13 or 19, as a machlokes, a koponim, they added Tfilis into the Shmoneh Esrei, and there we find Rabbi Elezer HaGodol, who was Mibnei Bonov Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu's son was Elezer, and according to the Seder Doros, Rabbi Elezer HaGodol, the Tana Rabbi Elezer was Bnei Bonov and Enikel from Moshe Rabbeinu via Rabbi Elezer the Tana. We find there, the Gemara of Tintinus, that Rabbi Elezer, who was davening for rain on behalf of the Tzibah, was Moitzi Rabbi Akiva. So he says, how can that be? How is it possible that Rabbi Elezer should have, I'm sorry, Rabbi Akiva was Moitzi Rabbi Elezer with his tefillahs. How is it possible he's got a problem, Rabbi Akiva, who was a Ben Gerim, should be able to be Moitzi Rabbi Elezer, who was Azar Yachzen, who came from Moshe Rabbeinu? Oh, and that's not such a major kasha, because tefillahs do work like that. Tefillahs is a metzias, as the Rishonim say. For that, we don't have a real insight into that problem. Or Bakoponim, the Chassam Sofer is Messiah, and he says that as for this, you're trying to bring your whole raya from Yikute Emorim, he says that's a sefer chosim, Echvesish was their sefer is. And the Chassam Sofer writes in the Maskona, in that second tshuva, similar to the previous tshuva, Shekol hanuschores hem shovois, all nuschores are of equal value, Elo, he says, Shem ato b'madreges v'arizal, if you, Yochid, whoever you are, Yankel, if you are in the Madriga of the Arizal, then Oz Tispala Nusachari. Then you're quite safe to daven Nusachari. Comes along Rabbi Yisocha Dov Goldstein, Zecher Tzadik Gebrocha. He was a Gaon, he was Nifta only a few years ago. And he wrote a Sefer Likute HaOris. This Likute HaOris is a tremendous work. And he collated all the tshuvas, there are over 1,000 tshuvas from the Chassam Sofer. And whenever there was a problem in the Chassam Sofer, if a Maremokim was questionable, or a Rai or a Sfor, he would come along, and he would analyze, and he would take to pieces the Chassam Sofer, to must be what the Chassam Sofer meant. So he said, but I'm sorry to say, on this occasion, Bimchilas Kvoyto Rosso Horoma Shel Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer slipped up here. Your writing, he says to the Chassam Sofer, you don't know who the Sefer, I've never heard of such a Sefer. Ke'ilu, there is no Sefer. I'm telling you that this Sefer Likute Amorim was written by the Mezid Shemagid. We had just had the Mezid Shemagid's Yotzeit 2 days ago, Yotzeit Kislev. The Mezid Shemagid is the Mechaber from the Likute Amorim, and he also wrote a Sefer that Magid Devar of Liyakov. And the Mezid Shemagid writes in Likute Amorim, he writes as follows. Again, I'm quoting. Sheyesh v'shamayim yud gimel shoyim. Not like we said till now 12 shoyim. There are in fact 13 gates in heaven. And that's meyused on the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Where did he get 13 from? Yud beis shoyim lechol shevet v'shevet. Each shevet, and we have 12 shvot in the ship, they call, have their own shevet. And each of us come from another shevet. Some of us know, some of us don't know who we come from. And the Shah Echod, that 13th Shah, what's that all about? Lemi she'enu yodea me'ez shevet hubo. From someone who doesn't know. A vesish, from where he would come. That would include, let's say, a ger. Right? Or a Baal Shuvah. A Baal Shuvah who has no family history. The Tata Nebuch was a chvezi of Mashal and Chal Shabbos. Or he don't need to only to go so far. He might have only been a Tinek Shenishba. What?
When they get up there, they'll know.
All right, but that's a bit late. We're worried about him now, here. What's going on down here? He needs to down now. What? A minute. That 13th Shah, he writes to the Rabbi Yisochad of Golshin, that's for those people who don't know where they come from, or as we said, either a ger, or a Baal Tshuva, and that was the 13th gate. They would adopt the Nusach Ari. For them, that's what the Nusach Ari was all about. Somebody who doesn't know from which shevet he comes, and on that we say that Nusach is Shovel Lechol Nefesh. When in doubt, you can always use the Nusach Ari. V'anusach harizan, he says, is like the master key for all the tefillos. V'zeh shaman, and that's what it means, that nusach of the harizan is libnei taruvos. For these people who are tzemisht, they either they don't know, they don't have the yesoidus, they don't have makoyus, they don't have minhogim, they would have a nusach hari. The divrei chaim in chelek beis siman ches, he paskins that the nusach hari was made for those people who don't know from which shevet they come, and he also agrees that is the shah yud gimel, that is the 13th shah, and with that he's miyashiv all the kashas from the chsam sofer, which the chsam sofer was worried about. How could Rabbi Akiva, who was a ben gerim, how could it be moitzi Rabbi Elezer, who was a yachsan a godel who came with bnei bonov shel Moshe Beinu, how could it be moitzi him? Yes, he could be moitzi him because he davened nusach hari. Rabbi Akiva davened nusach hari, which at the time they didn't know what it was. But that's what he davened. That's how he wants to learn. The Maamshik, who was also one of the Gedoyle Tamidim of the Chsam Sofer, he paskins that you can change your Nusach from Ashkenaz to Arizal. Since Nusach Arizal is Shovel L'chol Nefesh, so if you need be, if you're a minion and that's where you're making your home, you're setting up home as a mokim kavua in that minion, they daven nusach hari, and you don't want to feel odd, you want to keep up with the tzibbet, you would be allowed to change from your nusach to nusach harizal. And he adds the same lotion, she nusach hari shovel lechol nefesh. Avol, says the Maamshik, leshanas le nusach ashkenaz ze osa, she ashkenaz dafke leshevet miyuchat. Ashkenaz was made for the Shem Yuchat. Now, as you pointed out, Yeshua, how many of us know, can safely say, I come from Reuben, I come from Yehuda, I come from Yisrael? Where is this? We don't know. We think we know who is a Kohen and who is a Levi. Yeah, good. The Gaon had a Messiah, and he could tell there were certain people from which they shaved. Either Baruch HaKodesh, he knew. There were some, yeah?
I'm saying we're 90% Meshevet Yehuda.
Why do you say that?
Because the Asor Shvatim went to the Golos and Bayis Rishon.
Right.
And all that was left in Bayis Sheni was Yehuda with a little chelik of
correct. Yeah, MS, that's correct. But on the other hand, even those of us who think we're Kahanim or we're Bnei Levim, it's also very doubtful. Mashiach will come along and some of us are going to be very, very disappointed. All those who wanted Kohen or the Levi, they're going to have a hard job to face up to it. On the other hand, many of the Kahan and Levim will be genuine Kahan and Levim. But that's why we'll wait Mitzvah for Mashiach to sort that out. Al Kol Ponim comes along the Moshe. We can't leave out the Moshe. The Moshe finds himself in a tshuva. He writes there, he's got a completely different shitta. And there the Shoyal comes along with the following Shaila. The Shaila is that this gentleman has a son, a young boy, a 10, 11-year-old boy, he's not bar mitzvah yet, and he goes to school, and they have a school minion. And in the school minion, they daven nusach Ashkenaz. So Ashkenazish school. There's a minion. The father himself davens nusach Sfard. Now the boy is gebon bar mitzvah. And so the father says to the boy, look here, you're bar mitzvah. I don't want you to forget my minhogim. Shema b'ni musav icho. I daven nusach Sfard. I'd like you to daven nusach Sfard. So the child felt very uneasy, because sometimes he would have to daven for the Omud, and he would get some mish with Ashkenaz and Sfard, and Bichlal, he wants to know what nusach he should do. Should he carry on with his old nusach like he's done all these years, or should he go over to his father's nusach, Minig Avasein Yodeinu Sfard? That's a shayla. It's a shayla. So, should he, what? Zog to Moshe, to the son, he said, look here, where does your father come from? Does your father come from Russia? Does he come from Hungary? Does he come from Poland? Wherever he comes from, his original nusach was Ashkenaz. Ashkenaz was the first nusach. Only what happened? Ashkenaz later on, as the Eden went into Golos from one place to another, especially to Poland and Galicia, they changed from Nusach Ashkenaz to Sfard. Sfard is a broken Nusach of Nusach Ashkenaz. The Moshe says Ashkenaz is a minuk tohor, and that is the original Nusach. Nusach Ashkenaz. And therefore, he says to the son, the father and the son, they came together to Moshe. So, turns to the son and says to the son, you've got no problems. You daven Nusach Ashkenaz as your elder Zayda davened. It's your father who needs to be verenfit. Your father changed from Nusach Ashkenaz to Sfat. But he said, Toich Yidei Dibbe, said Moshe, Chas v'sholom, I'm not running down your father. Min astam, your Zayda and your elder Zayda who changed to Nusach Sfat, mistoma they went, he was Malamitzchus, mistoma they went to the Poisek Adoy, be your mayhem, and they paskin for the elder Zayda, to Dazam Davin Nusach Sfat. But as far as you're concerned, your shiloh to me today is, you want to know what to daven, I'm telling you to daven Nusach Ashkenaz, because Nusach Ashkenaz is the Nusach HaTorah and is the original Nusach. That was the Psak of Ramosha. As for your father, it's your father who will have to give Achamei Vesim Shona, Yaakov, Achamei Vesim Shona, Dinim Recheshben, why he's davening Sfat. But you carry on Gesundheit and you daven with your friends Nusach Ashkenaz. Finished. Chutz mizeh, there was a problem because minigam seini biyovreinu and al titush toyer simecho, al titush toyer simecho. So it's asoy. Zok the mashdam, who was a svardi poisik, he paskins that to go and say that this should be a problem of al titush toyer simecho, he says that's not so poshut. When do we say Altitash Toyo Simecho? That's only if there could be a Chashaveo involved. Lamashal, he says. If you don't want to eat, let's say, Matzah Shuro, you don't want to eat Gebrochts. And then you, let's say, for example, you marry into a family and the Shver does eat Gebrochts, then there could be a Chashaveo for those people to hold, especially the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim, right? The Pchone Zechvayim Nochon used to show me every year that Gebrochts, that Mashim Matzah is Chometz Gomor. Oh, that was the Divrei Chaim's shitta. But see, if so, there could be, if you go so far and hold that it's chometz gomor, machine matzahs or the gebrocht. So if there's a chashash aveira, there we'll say al titush toyer simecho. But to go along the lines and to change a nusach that should be a problem of al titush toyer simecho. Sof, it's not an aveira if you change a nusach. All right, you've broken a minig. It's quite serious. But to go and say it's an Aveira and put it in the same category as Gebrochts, or to eat machine matzahs where normally a person wouldn't, there's a Chashash Aveira. On such a case, on changing a Nusach, we won't say that there's a problem of Al Titush Toyer Simecho.
So what about the Ashkenazi girl who has a Shidduch and marries a boy who doubles Nusach?
Normally the girl will take on the nusach, the minhogim of their husband. There's one exception when it comes to Adlokas Haneiros, she's free to keep her mother's minig, because after all it's the mother who lights the candles. If they light two or only three, or for each child, whatever it may be. But other than that, minhogim, the wife takes or does take on the minhogim of the husband. Yeah. And we find, actually, it goes further than this, that in the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos writes that Shekol, again I'm quoting, Shekol mitzvah, she'odo moitzi benafshoi cheshik la'soysa. Any mitzvah that the first person finds a cheshik to do specially, bevada yesh le nishmoso shaychas loysa mitzvah b'yoysa. It's for sure that his neshoma schleps him to do that mitzvah. K'moy shenema me'ashem mitzadegobo k'inonu v'darke yechbots. Meaning, Hashem Yisporach, Noisen Benafshe, says the Chovos HaLevavos, HaChefetz, he gives him this chukka, Lemaisa HaToy Vahu, Kefi Shoyoresh Nishmosoi. The Ike, he says, that is important to daven b'kavona. And he says, it's Yedua, people say this over, they don't know who it's from, it's an Abarbanel. The Abarbanel writes a famous Amama Musga, and he says that Tfilah Beli Kavono, to daven without kavona is keguf beli neshoma. It's like a guf without a neshoma, which is born nishvad. The ike is the kavona, and therefore, whatever nusach you daven, the main thing is echad amalbe v'echad amalbet bevach yichavani beveshemaim. That is the ike, to have the kavona. So, we got time another minute, or so?
Yeah.
So, we're talking so much about this in yonim betfil. I'd just like to be moya a few points, if time allows. The chashivas of the chashivas is tefillah, which the Gemara says tefillah is oymid berum shaloylam, and we tend to neglect it.
The first point I'd like to mention is that coming to davening on time, and I'm also guilty of this, it's not good enough to come in time. One has to come early. One has to try, in order, we want our tefillahs to be mekabel, so it has to be already with tallis and tefillin when the shliach tzibur says the brochas. Not start and leave your house then when they're starting with the brochas. You've got to allow for time for parking, you've got to allow how much time to get into the Beis HaMikdash, in order to be ready in your tallis and tefillin for brochas. Another point I'd like to mention is, that I heard from the Shmuel Wozner Zechoneh Berocha, the Baal Sheva Talevi, he said the Shliach Tzibur is just impossible the way we go about it. The Shliach Tzibur was made, we have to either stand or sit, lechatchila stand, and listen miller by miller for the words of the Shliach Tzibur. All of a sudden we become masmidim. We open up a siddur, we open up a gemor, we've got no idea what's flying. Noch dazu, he says, it's bodukum menusa. Anything you learn, you try and become a masmid, just like that, in the middle of Chazor HaSashatz, is bodek yomenusa, it won't stay with you. You'll forget it, you might know it for a second or so, but sigonish, it's got no kiyum. And he says, it's nishka wunder, he says. It's not surprising that we don't have these Tamidei Chachomim as we did have that caliber years ago, because people used to say, the Gedolim used to sit, I remember seeing many Gedolim sitting around in Jewish Chazor HaSashatz, following, if they can't follow, they have their eyes closed, no looking into any sforim, just follow miller by miller what the Shliach Tzibur is saying. Tfilis? It's difficult, but you can get used to it.
What tfilis?
Don't say anything. Just Bochu, Shemoy, and Oman, and listen to the Bochus. Listen to the Bochus. In fact, the Yavet says, which we don't understand, that the tfilis halachash, which we say quietly, that those kavonas are Hashem Adnus, whatever that may mean, and the tefillah of the Chazon HaShatz is the tefillah of Havaya, Hashem Havaya. So you see in Madregas, in Ruchnias, in the Shemus, they've got different Madregas, so therefore we have to treat the Chazon HaShatz with more respect than we do. Finally, I just want to mention that Oleinu, the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach used to call the tefillah of Oleinu Tefillah Saderech. So many of us take off the tefillin, and by Oleinu they're already at the door. He says, Matuivu Manoim, he says, we don't realize how great the tefillah of Oleinu is. If we would just say, it's only a minute or two, it makes no difference that minute or two. And forget, Be'olam Habo, it does make a difference. To stay completely with your talis and tefillin till the end of Oleinu, if it's Nusuf Ashkenaz, or till the end of Elokeinu, if it's Nusuf Zohelfan, we should daven be with Kavona, Echad Amarba, Echad Amamid, and you should be Mekabal and Tefillis, Ad be as Goyal Tzedek, Be'heir, Yemeinu, Amen.